Welcome to another Miko's Moments. As you are listening to this, I am currently on a plane to Las Vegas. After spending the last year working on my new book and the past 2 weeks completing book edits, the last draft is finally ready to make its way back to my publisher. My plan is to relax, sit by the pool at my Airbnb, and enjoy the sun. While I was packing my suitcase, though, I had a quick thought. I wonder if I have enough bathing suits. Now, if you saw my posts on Instagram showing my complete obsession with bathing suits and the massive pile I have in my dresser drawer, then you know I have more than enough bathing suits for a 4-day trip. But here's the thing. We all do it, regardless if we have enough of something or not. Some way, somehow, the belief of not having enough creeps into our lives. Here's the thing that I realized in that moment. The question wasn't, do I have enough? It was my subconscious excuse telling me to buy more. This past week, I wrote an article about this exact scenario. The question of, do I have enough, is a horrible filter for spending, especially if it's your only filter. You might recognize statements like, I don't have enough. I'll never have enough. I don't have enough hours in the day. My house isn't nice enough. All of these statements stem from the do I have enough mentality, which is a slippery slope to the scarcity mindset. It's a question and filter that masks the practical, objective steps we can take to improve our financial health and specific situations. Unfortunately, like my moment just described, it can permeate the way we spend our money. The truth is that our minds are less efficient when they feel like they are lacking something. And it's not just about whether or not we really lack something. The feeling of being deprived is enough to alter our spending decisions. Awareness of this mindset set me back on the right course, but asking yourself some questions when you are experiencing the do I have enough mentality can also help. Questions like, do I really need it? What is this purchase really costing me? And why do I feel the way I do? Now, all it took was to quietly tell myself, Miko, you have way more than enough, and then really trusting that. Buying another swimsuit wouldn't bring any additional value to my life or to my trip. If you struggle with enoughness, in those moments, think about your long-term goals, not necessarily what your mind is telling you that you lack. I'll be back next week for another Miko's Moments. Have a beautiful weekend.